Proverbs 9:1 says, "Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars." Wisdom is referred to in the feminine here and elsewhere, but in the inanimate sense, like referring to a car and saying she's a smooth-running vehicle. The car has no female anatomy, and referring to the car as she has nothing to do with sexual gender. It's simply a thing called grammatical gender. It's used as a sort of linguistic device. It's constantly found in the Hebrew language, according to sources I've consulted who seem to know what they're talking about. So wisdom is spoken of like a really nice car. She runs smoothly. She gets great gas mileage. But this doesn't change the fact that wisdom is found full and complete in God before there was anything made. And that wisdom is found incarnate in the man Christ Jesus. It says, "Wisdom hath builded her house." And that reminds me immediately of Psalm 127. It begins, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." And our sister Martha put Psalm 127 verses 1 and 2 to music. And I love when God's words put to a tune that is pleasant and easy to remember. Some of these Bible songs are not easy to remember to me. They're kind of convoluted, but she did a really good job. And the Bible tells us to sing the Psalms. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I never have trouble remembering those first two verses of Psalm 127, thanks to Martha putting the words to music. And our text again says, "Wisdom hath builded her house." And what does it mean when it says that she hath hewn out her seven pillars? Well, once again, we see in this prophecy in Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2, about the Messiah, who is revealed in the New Testament to be none other than Jesus Christ. And there are seven pillars of the Spirit of God to rest upon him, as we read in Isaiah 11. The first verse says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." The branch is Jesus. Now, because the Hebrew word is pronounced netzer, it is possible that Matthew was referring to Jesus being the branch when he was called a netzareios in Matthew 1:23, a Nazarene. But of this Nazarene or branch, we are given a list of seven pillars, if you will, here in Isaiah 11:2. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." That's one. Two, the Spirit of wisdom. Three, and understanding. Four, the Spirit of counsel. Five, and might. Six, the Spirit of knowledge. And seven, and of the fear of the Lord. And again in Revelation 3:1, Jesus is describing himself when he says, "And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead." So the number seven is the number of completeness, and when used of God, it speaks of divine perfection. So it makes perfect sense that wisdom would have seven pillars, as when we are reading about the wisdom of God. Now, some commentators try to make this refer to the church, and that's quite a stretch, and it usually goes hand in hand with allegorizing the Bible instead of taking the more literal approach in which dispensationalism is founded. So we ignore such comments and stick to the clear meaning of the text. Wisdom hath hewn out her seven pillars. She was found with God before creation and is incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. And as we learn of Jesus and his wisdom, we should seek to have our own house built on these same seven pillars that begin with the Spirit of the Lord resting upon us and actually indwelling in us as believers the moment we're saved. And he will give us wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and a healthy biblical fear of the Lord to carry us through our days, to carry us for life until death or the rapture, and into his presence forever.